Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Davari, and Dan. It's the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast, or Kangs, depending on your vernacular. Ladies and gentlemen, the worst case scenario has happened.
Yes, indeed.
We lost to the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, indeed. Shame all the way around.
Shame, 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 shame.
You know what adds insult to the injury, you know, because again, I mean, me personally, I couldn't sleep last night. I'm not going to lie. I was beyond heated. You know what I'm saying? I was like beyond mad, but. You know, they call it Overreaction Monday, but I don't think this is an overreaction. I truly believe that we were outcoached, and on this one, as far as the skill positions, we had more talent. They had more talent amongst the offense and defensive lines. As far as the skill positions, as far as the D-backs, as far as the linebackers, as far as the wide receivers, as far as the quarterback, we were the more talented team. And we still should have found a way to come away with a victory in that game. And yesterday was a blatant display. It was a coaching clinic. That's what it was. It was a coaching clinic and a blatant display of what happens when you have a competent coaching staff compared and going up against an incompetent coaching staff. And there's nothing more you can say about that.
It's true. It's like Dan says it's a lot. You know, he says like in an NFL level, man, coaching matters in it. And it was on full display. Like, I agree with you. The lines are very important. That's why I tweeted this. That's why I wasn't mad when Ryan Poles did what he did in the draft. I get people might have said, oh, I would have picked Jalen Carter and get me like, I'm not a GM, bro. You're not a GM either. Right. So he picked Darnell Wright, which actually was a pretty good left right tackle. He actually was facing Rashawn Gary. One-on-one all game with no help, no tight end help, which is an issue, which goes back to coaching, because you shouldn't leave a rookie, no matter how good he is, with a pass rusher like Gary by himself all game, right? But he did. And he got beat a couple times. He won some. He lost some. He did well for a rookie, especially for his first game playing. But I wasn't mad when they went right tackle. They drafted a cornerback because that's a premium position. And then they went back and drafted Dexter, and then they drafted Zach Pickens in the third round, right? Because that's what good teams do. They draft in the trenches. Now, the problem is when you inherited this team, the offensive line was already so far behind, right? Mm-hmm. That you're trying to play catch up. The only good offensive lineman that they drafted was Tevin Jenkins, right? Mm-hmm. That he was a holder, and they had him in the wrong position. But Tevin Jenkins, that's an injury problem, which we're going to address that. But Braxton Jones looked good. Darnell Wright looked good. Those are the two draft picks that he's had. Mm-hmm. I like what Poles has done, but he needs to do more. He needs to be doing more. I mean, more drafting off his line. Last year, he drafted all those six, seven rounders. But, I mean, coming in the upcoming draft, that interior of the offensive line probably needs to be gutted.
Yeah.
Like Cody Whitehair, I mean, this is last year. He's probably gone. Lucas Patrick is gone. He signed a two-year contract. We don't really know if we can trust Tevin Jenkins. Nate Davis looks like he signed Nate Davis. Nate Davis was getting his ass kicked all game.
Oh, so, my God, bro. He was looking like Sam Mustafer Jr. out there, man. Like, what the fuck is going on, bro?
Man, y'all have a knee-jerk reactions, bro, in my opinion. I'm just going to be honest. And
it's week one, you're right, but we got to evaluate what was happening.
Oh, yeah, we got to evaluate it with a little bit of I mean, we gotta understand what's really going on here. All right. You talk about Nate Davis. How much practice did he get? How many reps did he get in the preseason? All right. You talk about Lucas Patrick. how many reps did he get at center in preseason? He wasn't even slotted in to be the preseason, you know, to be the center. But, you know, you got three different guys playing that really didn't have that much going on in preseason because of injuries, because of other factors, right?
I don't know what's going on with Nate Davis.
But at the end of the day, do you expect them to come out and be 100%? I don't.
No.
I don't. So people, you know, it's a lot of people, and it's a lot of people piling on, and I get it. But this is the first preseason game. I mean, the first season.
Right, no, you had it right. Because they play like it was preseason. Yeah. You had it right.
I mean, they had, you know. But that's what it boils down to. So, you know, I'm just looking at it for what it is. Nate Davis didn't forget how to play football. You know what I mean? He's not like Sam Mustard. He ain't Sam Mustard. Trust me.
We're going to call him out. He looked like not. It. Here, I'm going to call him out.
Y'all can. I'm not calling him out.
I'm going to tell you why. You know what? Rodgers looked like he got an Achilles.
Calling him out because y'all getting pressure from other people.
No. This is why. Because I wanted to improve. Because
off of one game, injured in the preseason.
Man, I don't know if he was in. What the hell was wrong with him?
Who was he going against, Will?
I'm talking about Nate Davis. He missed our weak ass defensive line.
And who is he going against? Who was he going against yesterday?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he was
Kenny
going
Clark,
against
right? Kenny Clark ain't no pushover. So you telling me a guy that comes off of injuries and a preseason of not really having a whole lot of reps thrust into action against Kenny Clark and people are dogging him because he's tired on the sideline. Because he hasn't been practicing like everybody else.
Maybe he should have been.
He's behind, bro. He's behind.
Then maybe he should have played.
I mean.
Because I don't want to hear excuses at this point.
Yeah.
There ain't no excuses. Just a fact.
What I'm saying is for him, it's no excuse at this point. If you ain't ready, you sit your ass down.
This is what I'm saying. It's not an excuse. It's a fact, bro.
I get it. But what I'm saying is for him, this is an excuse. Oh, I didn't practice. Oh, I didn't do this. Oh, I didn't do that. Then you don't fucking need to play. Let's put somebody out there who been playing. Because at this point,
you telling me for the guy that just came into the fold, it ain't no excuses for him. It's do or die for him. But the other fools, Cody White here.
No, it's no excuse for him either.
Cody White here. Bring his name up. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but we're going down the line. But we just started with Nate Davis. But see, the thing is,
I said the whole interior.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, here you hit the nail right on the head. You hit the nail right on the head. You said this isn't his first time playing. We know that, and he's a seasoned vet. He is right. I get it. But what I'm saying is, he's a seasoned vet, and he's went up against Kenny Clark before, and handled business before. Why is it that when every time everybody comes to Chicago, they handle business before they get here, and then when they get here, they act like what the? It's like they go dumb. If he wasn't ready to go,
what do you think it is? Then is it him?
Say it again.
You asked the question. What do you think it is? They handle business before they get here, and then they get here and they go dumb. So whose fault is it then?
Well, we spoke on this on Spaces last night. It's coaching, bro.
All right, let's get to the bottom line then.
You know, it's coaching.
We can sit here and we can bash the players and we can cry about it and all of that stuff, man. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, we got to look at the whole picture. The whole picture is jacked up. It ain't just players. It ain't just Justin Fields. It's not just the offensive line. Bro, an offensive line is a unit.
One
Y'all
unit.
Know this. Y'all know
one
this.
Unit.
Yeah, when five is one.
Musical chairs, how the heck is it ever going to be a unit?
Well, dude, you be honest, Dan, it was with the defensive line, too, because neither one of those units have played. Somebody, I think, who is Adam Johnson, somebody said this is the first time they played together all offseason, bro. I mean, when you had Yannick and Godwin, DeMarcus Walker, Billings and Jones all together healthy playing at the same time.
Right.
That's crazy, bro. And even with the whole defense in general, because Edmonds was out a while and you had all these guys in there. It's like, I don't know, like, what the hell is going on, but it seems to be like that. That's the thing. I don't want to overreact because we can come out next week and blow out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I ain't saying that's going to happen, but then everything is right in the world.
Shit, right now, after seeing what I saw yesterday, fucking Baker Mayfield scares me, bro. After watching what Jordan Love did.
He don't scare me.
Nah, he don't scare me.
Okay, look.
That D-line scares me. They got Vita Vea, bro. They got Vita Vea. You thought Kenny Clark was a monster.
That's cool. The D-line. And, you know, and I'm with it, but I ain't scared of nobody. I'm not scared of Jordan Love.
No, he ain't. Jordan Love either. No. He if Aaron Rodgers was a quarterback, they'd have put a 50 burger on us, bro. Because he missed some easy throws.
He missed some wide open guys.
12 points away from putting a 50 burger on us, 38. Mm-hmm. Shit. That's close enough.
Interceptions being ran back, that's a problem.
You know? Yeah.
It's like they offense put up 38. Let's get it real. Come on, man. Let's get to it, man.
You want to get to the coaching? Let's go to the coaching.
Let's get to the plays, and then we'll get to coaching, and we'll get to the players as well. Let's get to it. I'm tired of this. We got to go.
Okay.
We got to do this.
All right. Yeah, let's do this. The first thing I want to get into is the Justin Fields interception, right? I'll get into that. I didn't like it. I knew it was coming. I told my brothers. No, I didn't. I told this to myself. Because he gets frustrated, and he does this every game. The Bears are behind. He's doing everything he's supposed to do, and he sees that tight window like Cutler used to do.
He's pressing.
I knew how hard he threw the ball. I knew. I was like, because you can't see it on a TV copy. He threw He threw a rocket.
You know,
and I was like, that's about to be a pick.
Hey, Roy, you know what's crazy about that, though? You know what's crazy about that is they ran that same fucking play earlier, and he got sacked on it.
Yeah.
They ran the same play earlier, and he got sacked on it.
Yeah.
So if it didn't work the first time, I posted a tweet about this before. If it didn't work the first time, what the fuck is going through your mind to make you say, you know what, let's run that play again? Because, again, staling back to last year, okay, you scrapped the offensive game plan that didn't work the first 7 weeks.
Listen to what you're saying, bro. You can run a play and it doesn't work and you never run it again for the rest of the game?
You damn near got him killed on the first time you ran it. Why would you keep running that play?
All right. If we ran it 8 or 9 times, okay, but once, and then you call it and run it again, come on, bro. Like,
if you damn near got your quarterback decapitated the first time calling that play, and you know you cannot effectively protect him running that play, why are you going to run it again?
You can't effectively protect him running any plays.
But that play in general got him decapitated the first time he ran it.
Okay, then my question is this. Then if you know you can't, like, this is my issue with them, with the what they were doing yesterday. You can't run the Green Bay offense from 2020 because Luke Getsy came from there. He's not Aaron Rodgers. You don't have Bakhtiari. You don't have Elton Jenkins. You know this. The offense that worked last year was when it was a combination when you use him as a dual threat. When you ran him, he's improved as a short passer. He had 218 passing yards this game. It's not like he didn't throw the ball. He was like, at some point, he was like 8 of 9 for 990 yards.
Yeah.
So he's improved that, but that is not his bread and butter.
Mm.
We just wanted him to improve that. And then what you do is you run him and let him throw and have that vertical game, and then you supplement it with this new and improved quick game. But to me, it just seems like they were like, we're just going to go quick game. I have an issue with the Chicago Bears, and I have an issue with the Chicago Bear fans and idiot-ass people on Twitter that wants to make Justin Fields into Tom Brady.
Yes.
I've seen some guys like, Tom Brady can process. It was Lauren Cox. He was like saying that Justin Fields was getting killed when he had a clean pocket. He was tearing it up. When he had a dirty pocket, he wasn't. And then one guy posted that, well, Tom Brady could process that information in 2.75 seconds. You're talking about Tom Brady, bro.
The GOAT.
At 44 years old, this man has seen every defense. Justin Fields is entering his fucking third year, bro.
Right.
You can't expect him to process as fast as Tom Brady. No one can process as fast as he's a fucking genius. Don't ask him. The Baltimore Ravens do not ask Lamar Jackson to be Dan Marino.
Yes.
Why the hell are we asking Justin Fields to be Dan Marino? Hell no. He runs a 4-3. He has a cannon for an arm. He's built like a fucking running back. I'm going to play that. Maybe one day. Maybe when he's 30 years old, he'll be a drop back pocket passer. He'll be picking apart the defense. He's 24 fucking years old, dude. He's built like these motherfuckers. He's a genetic freak.
Yes.
Right.
Like, unless he has some catastrophic injury, he's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Run him a little bit, bro. Move the pocket. You are not threatening the Green Bay Packers by sitting Justin Fields in the fucking pocket. I would love for you to sit. The last thing I want to defend, if I'm a defender and I'm playing Justin Fields, I want to defend the fucking RPO. Is I want to defend bootleg, sprint out. They just move in the pocket, changing launch points, doing all this crazy shit. Because I got to chase this motherfucker all over the field. And then I'm worried about he's going to throw the ball deep to DJ Moore. But now the safeties don't have to worry about playing deep because you're not throwing the damn ball past 10 yards. They ain't worried about you throwing deep. Like, you're not going to threaten them once. You're not going to just sell Darnell Mooney, DJ Moore, Chase Claypool, fucking go routes. And I'll have Cole Kmet and Khalil Herbert be your fucking dump offs. Yeah, the Bears used to do that. Like, well, we can't protect. I remember the Bears used to max protect and just run fucking Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey out. Because you can't even stop them.
Yeah.
They would max protect, but like, I'm going to have seven people in here blocking. I'm just going to have fucking Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall.
Jump ball. And you can't stop it.
You can't stop it. We can't do that. And if it's not open,
Brandon Marshall used to go and literally post up like he was in
like an NBA
the basket, like in,
yeah.
In
in a rebound.
Yeah. Alshon Jeffrey, just throw same the ball thing. Up there, he can get you.
Yeah, just throw the ball up. I mean, and that's what frustrates me is that there is almost like they're falling into the national media and the fans thinking like, oh, if it, like I seen somebody like, oh, he did. I posted a clip of him breaking free from a tackle and running and picking up the first down, but it was a run. Who gives a fuck, bro? Like, there's these QB purists and shit all on the internet like, oh, yeah, he ran for it.
You know, you already got, you got more people on there already breaking down film and or trying to break down film. And first of all, you don't know the reads.
Exactly.
You don't know if it's a fish concept. You don't know what it is. You don't know what, you see the guys running and you see somebody open. Oh, he missed this guy. Oh, he missed that guy. Well, where was his freaking read at?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Deion Sanders was talking about his son. He said, yeah, he may have missed this guy over here, but that ain't where his read was.
Exactly.
It's the same thing in the NFL. If your read is from left to right or right to left, depending on which what play you're going with, right? Or is it deep? Is it look in the middle? Look in the middle of the field. Look at your check down, and then maybe go back up top. Whatever it is, we don't know what that is. To be honest with you,
perfect example.
So when you people are looking at film and you say, oh, this guy was wide open. Justin may not have been looking that direction because that's not where
it's this way. It's
exactly. You know perfect, what I mean? Perfect example.
Oh, he broke open in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
He should have been able to get it out in 2.75.
Exactly.
Well, that's not where his read was. That was his third read.
Exactly.
So by the time he came to that read, he was sacked.
Perfect example of that was earlier in the play where somebody on Twitter had put out some about Justin Fields not hitting more on a 20-yard out route. I said, bro, number one, at that point in time, the corner that was riding Mooney was looking back to the inside. I don't know if you can see it or not, but his eyes was to the inside. He was looking to jump that route. By the time that DJ Moore came to the out route and was quote unquote wide open, the ball was already out of Justin's hands and he had checked it down to Khalil Herbert. We got a fucking 15-yard gain on that play.
And we got
what difference do it make?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
What difference do it make?
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Exactly.
Like, dude, he did what the fuck he was supposed to do. It was the correct read. If he forces that ball to DJ Moore, my man is going to pick that shit off. He's sitting. They're talking about, oh, bro, he's not going to have enough time to break on that. These are fucking NFL professional speedsters on the outside, okay? You think they don't have enough time to break on that damn ball and pick that shit off? Throw it. I guarantee the shit will go the other way.
These are people playing with Justin Fields on John Madden, right? On Madden.
Mm-hmm.
And they've upped his attributes. He's been working on him in the lab, and he's at 99 throwing power. 99 accuracy.
99 the XP points, baby.
Where are you?
The XP points.
Come on, bro.
No, and even in the pick he threw, bro, like somebody took a screen. I hate screenshots, but it was actually perfect use of it. I think I put it in a third.
It was four motherfuckers in his face.
Yeah, but he was actually throwing the ball before Mooney even got there.
Yeah.
Mooney was still behind the beat, so it was one of those anticipatory throws they always talk about. Trust the throw. And he threw the shit and they got picked off.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look at the throw. Look at the throw. Nobody's talking about his throw to the end zone.
No, of course.
Ain't talking about that
where one. He was getting hit. Did you see how
mm-hmm.
he barely got the ball off.
He changed the play.
Yeah.
Go back to he changed the play. He saw the coverage, changed the play, and threw the fucking touchdown.
Remember what I said yesterday?
He don't know what he's doing out there, though.
Yeah. Remember what I said yesterday? I said Justin Fields is really going to have to go rogue on plays that he know ain't going to fucking work with Getsy and be like, man, fuck you, dog. I'm calling something different. Because this shit ain't working. And the only fucking touchdown that we got is on a play that he changed at the line.
He said, fuck it, I'm throwing it.
Like, goddamn, Getsy.
Bro, let's go back to like Lou Getsy. Like people say, we done. No, I'm got another one for D.
Let me touch on one thing real
quick
before we get to the coaching. So I'm looking at it and I see everybody, you know, talking about the offensive line and this, that, and the third. And I understand. I'm not an apologist for any of these people, right? It is what it is. Guys played bad. Braxton Jones. He blocked well yesterday. He blocked well. He only allowed one pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But his problem was that he had two false starts. And he also had two holding calls. Four penalties. Four of the seven penalties was on Braxton Jones. Those are drive killers. You're talking about 10-yard penalties every time you get a holding call. Now you're talking about first and 20 instead of first and 10. You're setting yourself up for failure doing that, right? So this is what Braxton Jones needs to work on. Now, part of that, people don't understand, but I understand it because I know football, right? Part of that is Lucas Patrick is now the center, right? So now the communication between the offensive line is not really on point. You're going to have some false starts probably. Mm-hmm. But see, dumb idiots don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Dumb idiots don't understand that Lucas Patrick was not really the center that's supposed to be in there. You see what I'm saying? So this is what I'm talking about when I talk about offensive line should be a unit. Yeah, they need to work on it, but those are issues that you can fix mm-hmm. with Braxton mm-hmm. Jones. Now, when it comes to Cody Whitehair, I got a problem with Cody Whitehair. Y'all already know I mm-hmm. don't like what he's done for a while now. He's the elder statesman of this group. He's the longest tenured guy. He should be helping the young bucks come into their own. Instead, he has been worse than they are. So
I think he's. You think he's been a physical? You think he's been a physical decline? Like a physical decline with Cody Whitehair? Because some offensive linemen age well. It doesn't seem like Cody Whitehair's age well at all. Yeah, I think also.
31, man.
Yeah, I think also because they put him at left guard. When Tevin Jenkins comes back, he's going to the bench. Because mm-hmm. why would you take him out of center, put him in left guard, and then move him back to center?
You could have just put
Lucas can play anywhere. So I think he's done. I think once Jenkins comes back, and I think that's a smart move, dude.
That's the one thing that I disagree with what Poles did. I understand why he tried to keep him possibly, but I would have cut Cody Whitehair post June 1st. I would have cut him, save some money, you know what I'm saying, and move on from him because it just. What he's doing is he's useless to me. Why have a veteran if he's not helping these guys come into their own? He's not helping them along. You know what I mean? So that's another thing. Another thing that I'm talking about when it comes to the offensive line, we talk about the pressures that they gave up, and they did give up some. They did. I'm not making an excuse, but how many does anybody know how many screen passes we threw yesterday? Was it like 18?
Yeah.
Something like that, right? Like I think it was like 18 screen passes. Think about this, you guys. Think about this. Every time you got a screen pass or you got a bootleg, you got guys coming out and they pulling, right? You got guys mm-hmm. running down the field. They trying to make blocks down the field. Now you got your guys tired. And who run that many screen plays? How tired do you think your offensive linemen are going to be? Are they going to be fresh? Yeah. Are they going to be fresh running against Kenny Clark and those guys?
Right.
I mean, these are things that you got to think about. The play calling can set you up for failure because you're not putting guys in a position to win. Now, I'm not saying that they're excused from making the mistakes that they made. But once again, you got to tie that to the play calling as well. You can't run that many screens and expect your offensive lineman to be fresh, to be, you know, not tired. Them guys got pushed around, and some of it is because they was tired, because they were. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
So I didn't run them screen passes like that over and over and over.
That's what we said. It comes back to that coaching. Now, also, too, like I said, they didn't give him a lot of help. Like, I thought when you got a guy like Mercedes Lewis, who's a hell of a blocker, who many consider like an extra tackle, why didn't he play more? If you filled their offensive line that much, why did you just go with two? Why didn't you play 12 personnel? Just play two tight ends.
He didn't
and I just
it,
have him in the game
it.
All game.
I don't think he got a snap, did he?
No.
Mercedes Lewis?
Yeah.
I don't think he got in at all.
He didn't even get in. The only other tight end besides Cole Kmet, Cole Kmet got 72 snaps. Robert Tonyan had 4. That's it.
That's a poor game plan right there. If you fear the offensive line, I'm in 12 personnel all game. Now I got 7 people ready to block. I can run it. They can go out for receptions. They can chip. That's what I'm saying.
When people say they don't, you know, they're scared of their offensive line and protection, you're not showing it by your snap counts even. You just got Cole Kmet and that's it. Nobody else is helping.
Yeah. That just served no point.
You ran 12 personnel twice.
That's pathetic. What's the point of having all these tight ends?
Yeah. Especially if you're not going to use them. What's the point of having Kari Blassingame if you're not going to leave him in there for protection?
They split him on wide, though.
He got 7 snaps.
See Blassingame
had 7 snaps.
He had one less target than DJ.
Oh, my bad. I'm looking now. Mercedes Lewis had 5 snaps. I said 0. Ooh. He had five.
Mm. Hey, Kari Blanc's game had one less target than DJ Moore.
I know. How crazy is that, right? Everybody,
they split him up.
Everybody, especially on ESPN. And shout out to my man Tony Reale from Around the Horn, because he retweeted the tweet that I put out there. But my man Junior, Davis Junior, and Michael Wilbon both blasted the coaching staff. And Wilbon out his own mouth on PTI stated, he was like, these coaches should be on the hot seat. Literally. For that weak ass game plan they had yesterday. You had all off season. And that's what you came out with? Flat out.
That's pathetic.
It's pathetic.
It was pathetic.
It's flat out pathetic. And there's no escaping this. But you know, they go into these pressers. You know what I'm saying? They go into these pressers with Chicago media, and Chicago media talks all this shit on their radio stations and everything else, and then wait until they get into the presser and throw up softballs and ask them bullshit questions. Why you didn't ask them, why does team look unprepared? Why look like they still in preseason and everybody else in regular season mode? What is going on here? How long do you think you're going to last as a coach throwing this shit out there that you throwing out there? You think you just finna collect L's and think you still finna keep your job?
That's what I'm saying. He 3-15 right now. Eberflus. Like, that's the reality. Like, I know last year was last year, but his record right now is 3-15.
Yeah.
And he's 0-3 versus the Packers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That matters to the McCaskies. If you can't beat the Packers.
And trust me, like, how long he stayed not beating Green Bay. And he beat them motherfuckers once. At least he beat them once.
Yeah, even Nagy beat them once. Shit. You know? And that's the thing is, like, I know this team. I know this team is in the championship caliber. I think we've all said that, right? They're not ready. They need another offseason. They got the 2 first rounds. But this team has talent.
Yes.
They improved the talent, bro. Like, you cannot tell me DJ Moore is a bona fide wide receiver. We know Darnell Mooney can play. We know Chase Claypool can play. We know Tonyan can play. We know Cole Kmet can play. The offensive line ain't perfect, but they added some pieces there. You can work with it.
It's better than
serviceable.
It's competent. Yeah. The defensive line is at least competent. They're not. They don't have a game record. They don't have a game record, but they should be competent. They should have put a better product on the field than they did yesterday. So the only thing I can look at is the coaching, because I'm like, how the hell can't you get anything out of these players? You're not throwing the ball to fucking Equanimee and St. Brown and Dante Pettis anymore. We don't have Sam Mustafa at center. We don't have Dominique Al-Qadim Muhammad at the defensive end right now. We don't have Morrow at linebacker right now. Why the hell? Like, Tremaine Edwards can play.
Yeah.
I mean, TJ Edwards ain't the greatest linebacker, but he can play.
Mm-hmm.
So now what the hell are we doing? Why do we look like this? And I get it, it's week one. And so that's the part why I don't really want to overreact. But like you said, they've been preparing for a long time and look like this. So the part of me wants to say it's week one. Hopefully them getting punched in the mouth wake their asses up and realize, like, hey, our jobs are at stake. We got to do something to win. But like, and then this is why I don't want to hold excuses for other people, because these assholes on the internet don't hold excuses for Justin Fields, right?
Right.
He had 3 drop passes yesterday. But when they look at his stats, and they say, well, he only completed 64%. He would have completed 72 if he would have completed those passes.
He's 24 for 37, bro. 24 for 37.
He would have been 27-37 if they would have dropped those goddamn passes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so his numbers would, even now, with this pass, if Justin Fields did exactly what he did for his yards, he would throw for 3,600 yards and rush for 1,000 yards on the air if he throws for 218 yards a game and rushes for 59 yards. That's... No one in the NFL history has done that. Lamar Jackson threw for 3,000 and ran for 1,100, but no one's thrown for more than 35 and run for 1,000. So it ain't his fucking fault. And any discrepancies he has, I would place solely on the coaching staff. There has never been a quarterback in Chicago history that has been as talented as Justin Fields, right? The other person probably is Jay Cutler. That's physically gifted, intelligent. So if they ruin this, bro, don't talk to me. Oh, we need the guy. We need to get Caleb. No, you will get Caleb Williams, and in 3 years, we'll be having the same fucking conversation.
Damn, Aaron Rodgers.
We're going to be like, he ain't the guy. He ain't the guy. Yeah, Rodgers hurt his Achilles.
No, I think it's blown. Yeah, we're going
to be, he ain't the guy.
I think it's blown.
For real?
Yeah. He just went out on the cart.
They carted him off. Yeah, they carted him off.
Dang.
I know Green Bay Packers happy as fuck.
Tragic.
Bro.
That's tragic right there.
What a shit show in New York that's going to be. Jets fans, Packers fans rejoicing for now. That's why I said, and another thing to this Packers trolls, you going to get your just due. You going to get your medicine soon enough. Because again, I get it. Y'all was like how we was when we beat the Niners last year, the first game of the year. You know, we was popping big shit. You know what I'm saying? Everything else. And then reality set in. So your reality will set in probably around next week, if not next week, week three. But when you face a real defense, you'll see the, you'll see what we talking about. You'll see.
What do y'all think? What do y'all think about Chase Claypool? There's a lot of people that's dogging him too.
I have no comment on Chase. No, seriously, I have no comment on Chase. You know what? I have no comment. I'll give him for the first quarter of the season. I'll give him the first quarter of the season.
Let me ask. I'm gonna play devil's advocate right here. You played wide receiver, Nez, right?
Right.
So if it's a bubble screen, or if it's a screen coming to your side, do you have to wait to engage?
No.
You can engage right away. You can engage and start blocking as soon as the ball is hiked.
No.
You gotta wait, right?
Especially if you're running a bubble screen, especially if you're the blocker, you have to wait until that wide receiver possesses that ball before you start blocking. If not, they will call offensive pass interference.
That's all I wanted to know. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted to know. Right? Now, Chase Claypool got bowled over on one play. It's going around on Twitter and everybody's seen it. Go back and look at the play, guys. Go look at that play. Chase is waiting. He's waiting. Now, the dude is smaller than him, so I don't give him no...
I don't give him no credit on that because he should have came with it.
Physicality, you should have been able to handle him, right? You're bigger than that dude. You taller, you stronger, you bigger. Handle him. It don't matter. But he was waiting. That dude knew that play was coming.
Yeah.
And the reason I know that they knew
that play
was
coming... The way he broke on the
ball. If you go and... There's another clip as well. And it talks about all the screen passes that they threw, right? If you look at every single one of them screen passes, they jumping it. They jumping down. They coming downhill.
Oh, they were ready for
it. As fast as they can. They was ready for it because they saw that in the preseason. They said it to Greg Olsen. He said, I spoke to the defensive coordinator. He said, the one thing we're worried about is their screen game. That's the one thing that they prepared for. And then you went out there and you played into their hands and you did that the entire game. If you saw it wasn't working during the first half, why did you continue on doing it in the second half? That's my problem with Getsy, because you didn't change. You didn't make any adjustments. At halftime, the game was 10 to 6. It's a ball game, right? It should have been 14-3. We all know that. In my opinion, you shouldn't have went for it on that first drive. You should have pinned them back and make Jordan Love go the entire field. I don't think he would have went the entire field on his first drive. All right?
No.
So you take that 7 points off the board because you gave him the ball in plus territory. You see what I'm saying? So at that point in time, you got 7 on the board. You got 10. It's 10-6 at halftime. It should have been 14-3 in my opinion. Should have been 14-3 Bears. It's a whole different game at that point in time. Right? Now you can dial up a little bit more pressure. And from what I understand, too, that they only sent one blitz the whole game. So you didn't do anything. You didn't make this man uncomfortable. He's a brand new quarterback stepping in. Make him uncomfortable. Throw the kitchen sink at him. Send the hot grits. They never did it. Alan Williams, why not? Why would you not blitz the man? If he beats the blitz, if he throws it, he sees the blitz coming, you don't disguise it well, and he beats the blitz, okay, so be it. You know, tip the cap, and it is what it is. But at this point in time, you got to make adjustments, and they made no adjustments at halftime. I don't understand why you keep running screen passes when you see clearly that they're well prepared for your screen game.
Yeah, it's a coach of malpractice, man. That's it, offensive and defensive. So we can't let Allen Williams off the hook either.
No,
because like you said, it was too easy. He was dropping back in coverage, he already in zone, and he was just picking it apart.
What?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah. Who that?
No, DJ Moore.
Okay, yeah. The score is 17-6 right there. Everybody's on Chase Claypool talking about. He gave up. What do you think that looked like on the sideline?
Yeah.
The score is 17-6. The game ain't over. The 17-6 at that point. That's his face on the sideline. DJ Moore need to be called out too. If you calling everybody out, call everybody out. Justin, same thing. his face was screwed up on the sideline too at 17-6. Call it out, bro.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't really care what they look like on the sideline. Mike, like, be honest.
No,
the few issues I had, I had issue with more than Chase too, because it was a play, it was one of the screen pass. No, it was a slant to Aaron Jones. And at the end of the play, Brisker let up. Brisker basically gave up. I mean, he probably didn't have a really good chance on, like, getting him, but he just was like, fuck it, whatever. He got the touchdown. So it was all across the board. It was all across the board. It wasn't just him. It was a lot of people, and they didn't really get any juice until Roschon Johnson came in and trucked a few dudes, and they scored that touchdown. That's when you saw a little bit more juice, right? Because I don't think
he needs to be top dog at running back.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He needs to be running back one.
Yeah,
and I ain't gonna lie. To be honest, he might have already taken it because he had 29 snaps. Khalil Herbert had 27. Deontay Foreman had 21.
It's just I know I like Roschon Johnson's energy. I like his energy. I like the fact that he's going to be a leader of this team. He's going to be a leader. He's going to be a leader moving forward and everything else. Did we lose Will?
I think so. He's frozen.
Okay.
He'll pop back in.
Did you see
the play where Justin scrambled to the side and ran up the middle?
Yeah, and he was still blocking him, and he was still blocking. Was that Jair Alexander?
He was still blocking
Jair Alexander.
Going at it, bro.
And was locked on to him all the way through, all the way to the end of the play. And then the fact that, you know, again, his energy, not only just his energy, but everything else that he had going with him, you know what I'm saying, is just he was really aggressive. The way he ran angry. You could tell he was running angry.
Man, you know, I was telling you,
that
I've
run,
been telling
when he ran dude over, I was like, damn. Like, damn. Dude didn't want no more. He didn't want to tackle him no more after that.
He was mad, too, when he got trucked. He was on the ground trying to hold his leg.
Hey, you see what was crazy? You know when you got ran over. When he ran his ass over, dude tried to kick up in the air at him and tried to trip him up, tried to scissor him and trip him up. Like, you know you got bowled the fuck over. Like, damn, dog. Like, you go back to the sideline on film study on that when people be like, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, damn, I know that one hurt.
But see, what's crazy to me is that you got all these guys, and that was the most impressive stuff that I've seen out there as far as, like, attitude, drive, desire, the ability to go get it.
Yes.
He showed more heart than anybody
exactly.
out there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anybody.
All the more reason for why he needs to be the starter.
Yeah, he need to be a starter. Definitely.
It's showing heart. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely showing heart. And heart is a hard, you know, it seemed like that's not common amongst this squad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely not common. So,
well, I'm not going to write it off yet. I think they got a lot of work to do, bro. And, you know, I was listening to Lance Briggs and what he said. I don't know if you heard him on ESPN 1000, but he was talking about Justin Fields and stuff like that. And he said, you know, they said, do you still believe in Justin Fields? And he said, yeah. He said, yeah, absolutely. He said, but the coaching staff has to put him in position to win. You can't expect the guy to go out there and just do whatever. Just be great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Despite, you know, in spite of everything that's working against you, got to give him some help, man.
And that's a fact. You know, then that's an absolute fact. It's just, it... Yesterday, again, like I said, that was a hard pill to swallow, to watch that whole...
Yeah, it was sickening. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it kind of gave me the feel of when we had Mark Trestman and we was playing in Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers threw six touchdowns in the first half on us.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of demoralizing at that point. It's like, duh, something got to change. Like, something really got to change.
I tell you, when I knew it was about to snowball into a bad situation is when they scored coming right out of half.
Yeah. Yeah.
And okay, it was 17-6, and then the Bears went on the field and ended up coming right back off.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah, this ain't gonna go. It's about to get ugly. You know? And then you got the fumble situation, you got the, you know, it's just interception was ran back for a touchdown. It, you know, just it snowballed into this whole little situation. It's like, God, dog, come on, bro.
Worst nightmare. That was a nightmare scenario, you know. But, damn.
There go Will. He just popped back in.
Okay. But yeah,
I mean, it's just you know, you got a lot of stuff that was working against Chicago.
Yeah.
Including themselves more so than anything else.
Absolutely.
They wasn't ready. At the end of the day, the team, the players, they wasn't ready. And I could say that it's because they didn't practice. I could say it's because there was injuries. But at the same time, even with all that being said, you still, as a coaching staff, have to have your players ready to play. And even if the players, you don't go out there and give half, you know, that's all on film, bro. Everything that they did, Chase Claypool, that's all on film.
Yeah.
You getting pushed over and bowled over by a dude, you know, 40 pounds lighter than you and 6 inches shorter.
Yeah.
That's on film.
Yeah.
That's on film. You know?
In a contract year.
Yeah.
You're trying to get paid.
That's on film, bro. You got to be better than that, man. You got to have some fortitude, some heart, man, some pride in the situation. Have pride, at least.
Dang. Yeah, especially game one. Like, you can't give up game one. That's my thing. Like, I get if you 7 weeks into it, you out of the playoffs, you 1-6.
But, and dude, that crowd was hype, bro. Like yeah. You got the
it
fans
was like a playoff
behind
atmosphere.
Well, they had to call the timeout. They had to call the timeout because they couldn't get plays in because the place was so loud.
Yeah.
At one time in the first quarter. So, you know, on the first drive, actually. But the Bears, they can't get off the field. Once again, on third down, what was they, 9 of 16 on third down? They
yes,
can't
sir.
Get off the field, bro. You got to get off the field. You got to get off the field.
They were converting every third down. They can be 3rd and 13. Like, that's not good, bro.
4th and 3.
It's not good.
You can't. Down. It was a touchdown.
Yeah, they threw a touchdown. Yeah.
On 4th and 3.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You can't win like that.
No. Nah.
And that's what that was broke the game because that was after halftime.
Yeah.
That was the first day. Yeah, or that screen pass when he threw that sloppy. So he rolled to the right through that sloppy screen pass across the fifth. It was so many breakdowns, bro.
Then you got a situation where the dude fumbles the ball. He picks it up and throws. And the guy is wide open by himself.
I mean, he chucked that a duck in the air, dude. And it was like the dude stumbled. And still caught the ball.
That play, like I said, he was able to drop the ball, pick it back up, blow dust off of it, wipe it clean. Then, like I said, give it a kiss, put it up. You know when you drop something on the floor and you still want to eat it, and you pick it up and you kiss it and you hold it up to God, like, God bless this, please. He was able to go ahead, give it a kiss, hold it up to God, wipe it off. Roll around, pat the ball, look, and then throw that bitch 45 yards to a wide open tight end that's backpedaling, damn near about to fall, and it's completed. And I'm like, you know, when shit like that happen, it just ain't your day. No. It's just not your day. You know, you take this ass whooping and go about your way, bruh. Regroup. You know what I'm saying? As my man Ha Ha Davis say, oh, it's time to regroup. We gotta regroup.
Yeah.
It's time to regroup. They literally came into Soldier Field and gave us a factory reset, bro.
It's embarrassing, bro. It was embarrassing, embarrassing. And the reason it's embarrassing is because, like I said, you know, there are keys to victory, right? The keys to victory, in my opinion, was put pressure on Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm. They didn't do.
Didn't blitz him not one time.
They didn't do it. They didn't do it. You know, if he beats the blitz, let him beat it, man. Let him beat it.
But what the fuck does Allen Williams get paid to do?
Bro, I would blitz him every single down, bro.
Cover two, every play.
Every
just
single
cover two.
Down. He would have to get rid of the ball in 2 seconds every down.
Yeah.
That would have been my game plan.
Mine too. Yep. Mine too. Yep. Send the heat. I don't give a fuck what he do. Send
high
the heat.
Grits, bro.
Another thing that pissed me off, when the Packers first got the ball, first was going down for their opening drive, right? It was 3rd and 8. Why the fuck are we? Why are DBs 15 yards off the ball? You're giving them a first down. You spotting them a first down, literally.
Yeah.
You got defensive backs lining up in the wrong assignment. They lining up in the wrong alignment. They're doing the wrong assignment. How many times did we see them blow coverage? And when you got Brisker coming back, patting his chest, my bad. Or you got Jackson. Oh, my bad. No,
and Jackson, the way he threw across. For that touchdown?
Yeah.
Oh, he crossed his face.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That was Dobson, wasn't it? Or Dotson? Or
Dobbs.
Jahan Dobson?
You know, that one big play with to Musgraves, that bootleg, he bit on it.
Yeah,
they showed that. They showed the all 22. He was rolling to the the right, mm-hmm. and he was like, "Oh shit!" And he backpedaled and went the other way. And he's and the only reason he didn't catch score a touchdown is because he stumbled. Yeah. He was wide open, bro. He didn't have a player within 30 yards of him.
Yeah,
he was running butt naked, wide open. That was see, that was Eddie Jackson.
That's the stuff that I don't like, bro.
Yeah,
and Lance Riddick said it. Like I was listening to him, he said. You can make mistakes. He said, make mistakes. We everybody's going to make them. Mm-hmm. You're going against some of the best players in the world. So you're going to make mistakes. You're going to get beat. But get beat going full speed.
Full
don't
speed,
get beat
not
giving
half
effort. Mm-hmm. Half effort and get beat. You know, it don't make sense. Get beat going full speed.
Yeah.
The Bears seem to not understand that concept right now. I don't know what Alan Williams is teaching, but...
What the fuck know. Does he get paid to do? Because... I understand that's Eberflus' homeboy, but dog.
Eberflus got to end up taking over that, man.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
You know, it reminds me of the Lovie Smith and Bob Babich scenario.
Bob Babich. I knew you were going to say that.
That's what it reminds me of. You know, Lovie Smith and Bob Babich scenario. You know, it's like, I know that's your Ron buddy, Rivera. Bro, but yeah. He ain't getting the job done. You're going to have to get him the fuck up out of here, bro. For real.
he's right, dude, because, I mean, dude, they gave up 30-some points.
Yeah,
that you're supposed to be an improved defense. You went out and signed Yannick Ngakoue, DeMarcus Walker, Andrew Billings, Tremaine Edwards, and TJ Edwards, and signed Stevenson, and got all these right. new defensive players. And you still are getting 30 dropped on you by a
first time starting quarterback
in a hostile environment.
Yeah,
right.
Like yeah. you know what I mean, dude. They just like the other one, the screen pass to Jones when he just caught that screen and like just ran like they that's the thing they posted that Jordan Love stats, bro. Most of his stats came off that 60-yard screen touchdown.
Yeah,
right.
Air yards.
Right.
Air yards.
If air, yards. Air yards. He had 185 yards.
Yeah, if it, minus that, he would have had nothing. Yeah. He ain't do nothing like those.
But it, I mean, at one point in the second quarter, the Bears had, you know, what? It was like 100. I think they had like 150-some yards, and they had 52.
At the
Bears
half.
Were moving the ball.
At the half, we had doubled them in time of possession and yards.
Yeah.
Yet they was whooping our ass on the scoreboard.
Well, not whooping.
Not, but you know, yeah, you know what I'm saying. But they was leading on the scoreboard, but yet we doubled them up in time of possession and yards.
But the problem is... And go back and look at it, too. It's the same thing that we had a problem with last year. Field position.
Mm-hmm.
The position battle, you cannot give them the ball at the 40-yard line. You can't let their special teams run the ball back to our 30. You know what I'm saying? Off a kickoff. You can't let that stuff happen. You can't.
To them.
Yeah.
You can't turn the ball over. You can't fumble, Justin. You can't. You know what I mean? These are the things you can't do in plus territory. I mean, when you know, and give the ball to them. In our territory, it's the momentum shift is too big, and you're not able as a team to overcome those types of momentum shifts.
Right.
Some teams can overcome that. They can come back out and you know what I mean. No, we're gonna stop them. We're gonna bow our back and you know make sure that we don't they don't move. We're gonna get them right back off the field. But we don't have that type of team right now.
No,
the Bears are not that type of team. So every mistake. Is magnified. It's worse than I will say this.
I will give a caveat. Maybe we don't even know if we have that type of team because they won't even let these motherfuckers loose.
Play. They won't let them play.
You know? Blitz.
Handcuffed.
Blitz. Air that motherfucker out. Like, listen, the whole thing. Like, the one thing I used to hate with the Bears, what they did with Mr. Biscay, they did the kid glove shit. And I used to always scream, let that motherfucker loose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to protect him. Let Justin fucking run loose. If you're going to find out if he's the guy or not, let it loose. Let him run. Let him throw that motherfucker. I would just go ball. And that's the problem that I have. They are too fucking conservative.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run the ball, and we're going to play cover two, and that's how we're going to win. No. Blitz. Throw that motherfucker. Run that motherfucker. And let's see where it just made. Because, dude, Kansas City don't play like that. And it's a reason because it's a mentality. They don't say we're going to run the ball.
They don't keep Patrick Mahomes in the pocket either. They let him do what the fuck he do.
Exactly.
Run around and create havoc and hit some fucking body. That's what he likes to do. He
gets
in a rhythm.
That's when he's the most dangerous.
Yes.
Khalil Herbert had 9 carries for 27 yards.
Yeah.
What's
his name? Rashawn had 5 carries for 20 yards.
There you go.
Rashawn Johnson.
Well.
And I mean, he's the only one that averaged over 4 yards per carry.
Yeah.
The other, you know, Deontay Foreman averaged, I think, 3.1, and Khalil Herbert averaged like 3.7.
Mm. All right, well, let's move on to Tampa Bay. I mean, shit. we can burn this week.
Yeah,
week one, let's set this bitch on fire. Toss it over the motherfucking boat into the middle of the ocean. Let that motherfucker go down to the middle of the ocean. And, you know, let's forget about that, because, again, we got to move on.
And one thing I'm gonna say about it real quick before we head to Tampa Bay, the sky is falling and everybody believes that, right? It's one game. It's just one game. The sky is not falling. And I'm gonna tell you why. The sky is not falling because I got a stat for you that you would be shocked to hear, right? What is it? In the history of the game, in the history of the NFL. So the Giants, I'm just talking about the Giants. They lost by 40. They lost the sack battle 7-0. They were sacked 7 times. They didn't get any sacks. They lost the turnover battle 3-0. They turned it over 3 times. They got no turnovers. They forced none. They had a field goal blocked for a touchdown and a pick six for a touchdown, right? Interception, ran back for a touchdown. It's the no NFL team in history has had all of that happen in one season, let alone one game. That's their rival they played, the Cowboys. So they were embarrassed even more so than us, because they just played the worst game in the history of the NFL, according to those stats. So, you know, hold your head a little bit higher. Yeah, I mean, it's not as bad as it could be, because the Giants is worse than us right now.
That's a fact. That's a fact. So,
yeah.
Tampa Bay, man, they defense is serious. I wonder what the game plan is going to be moving into this week. You know, because again, you can't run the same shit. They just, you know, just like Green Bay, you can't run the same shit. So you're gonna have to turn it loose one way or a fucking other, or I promise you another embarrassing showing like yesterday, and I promise you some changes will be made. I promise you some changes will be made. Because what people don't understand is, Ryan Poles. Fuck that. Kevin Warren ain't finna keep letting this shit ride. All right?
That's true.
Ryan Poles got a fucking boss too, folks. I don't know if y'all thought about that or not. But Kevin Warren ain't finna let this shit keep riding. Because guess what? It's fucking with his bottom line. If you can't win, nobody's gonna be inclined to put a fucking stadium behind you and build one. His job is to get the job done and build a fucking stadium. You have to give me something to look forward to get this stadium built. You keep going out there and getting your ass blasted on Sundays, nobody's going to want to put a pony up the cheese, folks. Okay? So you got to put a product on the field for me to win in order for these motherfuckers to put their tax dollars into it. Or guess what? The McCaskies is going to buy their own fucking stadium, and they're not going to do that. So you're going to be stuck at Soldier Field. All right, this shit affects a lot of the bottom line here that goes on. So if you think Kevin Warren ain't paying attention to this shit, you're wrong. And if anybody knows the capabilities of Justin Fields, he knows. And he know that they ain't using him right. He know they not using him right. Ryan Poles know they not using him right. But he's not going to get in front of a mic and say, oh, they fucking up. They ain't doing what they doing. He going to keep quiet. You saw his ass up there in that press box in that damn game. He didn't look happy. Taking notes. He was taking notes, getting on that laptop, typing, taking notes. Him and Cunningham. So, I'm going to tell you, if shit don't change next week, some changes might be made.
I think you're going to see the offensive game plan change. Yeah. I don't know how you can go out there next week and then say, do the same thing. Like I said, they wanted him to improve with the short passing, like he does. Like that was I forget the dude. He has a good Twitter account. He posts all the clips of the Bears passing.
Yeah,
dude, Justin Fields is getting that ball out quick. He drop back third, just boom, drop back. But you can't structure your whole game plan around that. I get that you want to add that to his arsenal, but you can't take away everything else. You can't take away the deep passing. You can't take away the running. And then just say, I'm just going to do that. Because that's what Aaron Rodgers, that's what Tom Brady does. They just dink and dunk, the whole field, the whole way. These are veteran QBs, bro. They didn't even play like that when they first started in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They didn't start off like that. So why are you trying to take this physical specimen at 23 years old and turn them into that? That's a failure on you, bro, as a coaching staff. You got to change that. I ain't saying you got to run Justin Fields, because in the 10-week span, the dude ran almost for 1,000 yards. It's 100 yards a game. He was running 1 week, 2 weeks, dude, he ran for almost 400 yards. We don't need him to do that.
Yeah.
But you better make them respect his legs. Mm-hmm. If you are not making the NFL team respect Justin Fields' legs, you have failed. Now, if he gets twist the ankle and he can't do it and you got to play this game plan, fine. But you don't have to. So if they come out next week and just say, dude, this is what Matt Nagy was trying to do with Justin Fields. He obviously improved because he actually completed passes. But that's not his game. If you go out there with Tampa Bay and say, oh, I'm going to drop him back and keep him in the pocket, and I want him to scan the field in a pure progression read versus Vita Vea and Shaq Bartley, you are not going to win. You are going to get destroyed, bro.
A little stupid. What you say? And I'm looking at this tweet you had.
Which one? I was going
yesterday. An anticipatory toe, that throw that was picked off. Where my QB?
Exactly. They be saying he got a read. He got a process.
He gotta make these anticipatory throws.
Mooney wasn't even broken open yet, and they still picked it off. So then he can be like, I ain't gonna throw that shit. I'm gonna make sure my guy open like color. He's like, I don't trust this shit.
Exactly. And then I told you when they ran it before, he got his fucking head taken off for a sack.
So now what are you going to do? Think he's going to do the third time? I got picked. I ain't throwing that. I'm going to run.
Well, that's the thing. Right. I mean, like you said, and then if you look at the screenshot, you got two guys bearing down on him.
Yeah.
You know.
They said trust the throw. You got to throw it before he gets open. This is what the QB guys on the internet tell me.
And it's funny because the QB guys that saying that shit ain't played for no fucking body.
Exactly.
Certainly didn't play QB.
You know what I'm saying? The QB guys that say, oh, you got to anticipate. Okay, motherfucker, you was a practice. No, you didn't even make the practice squad. You got a tryout and then got your ass sent home. You trying to tell somebody what the fuck to do with their job. Nigga, if you was that motherfucking nice, goddammit, you would have made a roster. If you was that nice, fuck out of here, bro. You complaining because this man didn't throw a 30-yard motherfucking out and he went with the check down and the whole result was a first down.
Bro, and I thought they wanted him to take the check down. I want Justin to take the check down, not take the big plays. Then he doesn't, and you still mad. Take what the defense gives you. I want him to be more like Brock Purdy. I don't want Justin Fields to be like Brock Purdy. Get the fuck out of here. What's wrong with you, dude?
Who buys a Lamborghini and drives it 20 miles an hour?
These fools.
Fool zone. I'm driving
Mel Tucker perverted ass.
Mel Tucker.
Mel Tucker perverted ass on the campus of Michigan State.
Mel try to fuck her is what his name is.
Tuck coming. Yeah, Tuck coming, all right. Coming, having phone sex and shit, beating off. Tuck coming, all right. But let me lay off that, man. But yeah, this Tampa Bay game, man. What are y'all expecting? Because, I mean, shit, I don't know what to expect. I'm not even optimistic. I'm kind of a little bit nervous, you know.
Well, I'm not even gonna say what I expect, because
that's a far cry, right?
Expectations are,
yeah.
You know what I mean. So I'm just gonna talk about what we need to do in order to win. You know what I mean? What needs to change from what happened last week? What needs to change is, you got to get after the quarterback, put pressure on Baker Mayfield. Once again, this is a quarterback that's, you know, he's got issues, bro. You know what I'm saying? So put some pressure on him. He'll put the ball in harm's way. Mm-hmm. You know, he will. He's known as doing that. Mm-hmm. Just be real, right? He's been in two different stops already in his career. And this is his third.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously,
this is actually his fourth. He played for the Rams.
This is his fourth. Yeah, the Rams. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so four different teams, nobody kept him of those other three. So that tells you a lot. And he's working on a one-year deal now. So it tells you a lot about who he is. Let's expose him, right? Let's continue to expose him like everybody else has. If we can't do it, then there's a problem. Mm-hmm. And then on the offensive side of the ball, I want to see Rashawn Johnson. I want to see the offensive line to be a little bit better. Have a good practice, man. Make them do his practice. You know, the offensive line has to have a great practice. They got to have a great practice. They got to come together and have some continuity and stop jumping, Braxton. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you can stop jumping, you played a hell of a game. He played a great game as far as blocking is concerned. He gave up a pressure, one pressure, but overall, his blocking was good. Just stop jumping, stop flinching. and pay attention to the snap count. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stop holding too. You had two holding calls. So I want to see that happen, and I want to see them be able to get the ball on the perimeter. I want to see, you know, I don't want to see five catches for Khalil Herbert and four catches for Deontay Foreman or whatever it was. I want to see five catches for Claypool. I want to see five for Mooney. I want to see eight for DJ Moore.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see.
Okay.
If we're able to do that, then we'll be all right.
All right. For me, I want to see the defensive secondary wake the fuck up and get out of La La Land. Preseason is over. Okay. I want to see everybody lined up being where the fuck they supposed to be, defensive secondary wise. Right. I don't want to see motherfuckers running, you know, 10 yards down the field wide the fuck open. I don't want to see that. All right. I want defensive pressure. I don't give a damn if you got to send Edward. I don't give a damn if you got to send one of the three linebackers. Somebody should be blitzing every single damn play, shooting the gaps, coming up the middle with their hair on fire, going to get that quarterback. He can't be comfortable back there. And if we got to blitz the backers, I don't give a damn if we got to stunt, do whatever you got to do. But we need to be blitzing 55 to 60% of the time. Legit blitzing 55 to 60% of the time. That's on the defensive side of the ball. On the offensive side of the ball, I want to see more vertical routes. Come on, Getsy. I need you to turn Justin Fields loose. Break the shackles, okay? Break away from the shackles, man. Stop trying to tie him down. Let him do what the hell he does. Take the kid gloves off. Stop with this 10-yard shit, all right? Let him work the ball downfield because, again, if a defense knows that you can't threaten them downfield, they start pinning their ears back, and it's a track meet to the quarterback. Cut the bullshit, okay? Let him do what he does best. Throw on the run, rollouts, you know, naked boots, you know, shit like that, all right? Roshan Johnson, feed him. Let him set the tone for the offense. Let that energy get going. That shit is infectious, all right? Let that energy get going. Let him hype everybody up. Start riling everybody up. Let's start holding people accountable. Let's get more targets. Let's get more targets for all our wideouts. Let's start using the tight end in the game more. Let's start, you know, everybody should get at least five balls this game. At least five balls this game, right? If you go Mooney, Claypool, Moore, and I can't even think of our own tight end name. Komet. Right? That's at least 20 attempts. That's 20 attempts right there. Right? Give five to Roshan coming out the backfield and give five to Khalil Herbert. That's 30.
Shit, DJ Moore needs 10, bro.
Honestly, just at least, you know, yeah. That's at least because we asking a hard ask right now because this motherfucker only got the ball twice. You know what I'm saying? That's a hard ask for old Peter Griffin face over there calling the goddamn plays. That's a hard ask, but he needs to mix it up. He needs to do it more. I need to see Justin go for about 30 to 35 attempts. I want to see at least 20 to 25 rushing attempts. I need this shit to be balanced, but I need it to be in cohesion. All right? You got to swing that offensive line, man. If they can't block straight up, then you got to swing that motherfucker. Swing it with rollouts, you know, naked boots and shit like that. Move the fucking pocket, stupid. It's not that hard, dog. God damn. It's simple shit. Because I fear that these dumb motherfuckers ain't gonna know how to use him, bro. And Justin Fields is gonna leave and go some fucking where else and become Brett Favre, taking teams to Super Bowls and shit. And we gonna be sitting back looking like the stupid ass Atlanta Falcons, not knowing what the fuck we had. I swear to God. So play to his strengths, coach to his strengths, coach better. If not, then we need to get a motherfucking offensive. Offensive consultant in here to teach this stupid motherfucker how to properly call a game plan and how to use our quarterback. Like I said, Jim Caldwell's available. Give him a call. Hey, Will, what you got?
I'm gonna echo a lot of what y'all said. Like, I think you need to target the hell out of DJ Moore. That's why I said target him 10 times because he got two. Like, you got to get him the ball. Like, I was watching some of the Carolina stuff. They would put him in motion. they would throw him a little dump off on a jet sweep. Like, you got to get the ball in his hands. And when he gets the ball, he's a playmaker. So you got to get the ball into your hands of your playmakers, not just like on a regular route. You got to get the ball in his hands on regular routes and on manufactured touches. You have to get the ball in his hands. And we already said this. You have to move the pocket.
That made me think of something, too. I'm going to let you finish, but that made me think of something.
You have to move the pocket with Justin Fields. You don't have to do it every play. Now, I'm not saying that every play has to be a bootleg. Every play has to be a sprint out. Every play has to be a naked. We know that you can't do that every play. But it has to be a huge part of your offense. You have to threaten them with his legs. You have to run RPOs. Did they even run RPO?
No, I don't think so.
Exactly. So what the hell are you doing? Did they run any zone reads? Like what's the point of you? What are you doing? Like, this is a legitimate threat. Like, dude, they running a zone read. It is a problem. They are like, it puts them in conflict. So next time you don't even run a zone read, you in a shotgun and you just run a play action. They trying to see if it's play action or it's a zone read. You know what I mean? So you start confusing the defense and they got to pay attention to what's going on, but you're not giving them any chance. You got to target DJ Moore. All right. I want Roschon Johnson as the running back one. Okay. Khalil Herbert can be the change of pace back. If you want to change the pace, you're a little shiftier. That's fine. I need to see 12 personnel. Okay, I need to send 12 personnel.
Please.
You're going to run the ball or throw it, but you got to utilize those two pass-catching tight ends that can also block. And if one of the tackles need help, you got Mercedes Lewis. Put him in on 12 personnel sometimes. Yeah. He can still catch. He's still a threat, and he can block. Like, you got to be more creative. You got to be more aggressive on defense. Like, Baker Mayfield, like, yeah, he can he's known to throw him up. But I guarantee you, if you sit back in the zone defense, Baker Mayfield is a veteran quarterback. He's just going to take what you give him. He's good enough to know, like, oh, they're in cover three. I know where to go in cover three. He still has Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. He still has Godwin. Mm-hmm. You sit back there in cover two, and they will eat you alive. They know where to go in the zone. They're going to go right in the zone. They're going to sit there. He's going to deliver the ball. It's going to be easy. It's going to be like practice.
Yep.
And now you playing from behind, and those pass rushers, the buzz gap, are going to pin their ears back, and then you're going to get blown out again. And now you're 3-16.
That's facts, you know. So they better get it together, man. Straight up.
You know. You said DJ Moore needs to be targeted more. I was just thinking about it. I'm like, how come Calvin Ridley, after not playing for over 600 days, almost 2 full years, he didn't play a down of football, had 8 catches, 101 yards, and a touchdown yesterday?
That's because they have a real offensive coordinator.
They have an offensive coordinator. They have a competent. I mean, it's just, so why can't we have that, bro? Why can't we just have it doesn't have to be just pathetic out there, bro. Give me something. Growth. I need to see.
Hey, guy. Jaire Alexander, overrated ass tomorrow. I locked down DJ Moore. The two catches that he got, he was on you just lucky he only got two targets. So now you walk around with your little goofy ass shades on talking about I locked down DJ. You ain't locked down nothing, bro. He caught both his passes on you, bro. You didn't lock him down. He just didn't get targeted. And that's what we got to deal with. Now we got to deal with these buffoons who just say all this craziness because you got incompetent people. I would have gave DJ Moore 15 targets. I swear to God, I would have. I'd have thrown him the ball goddamn all game long. I'd have had him just running slants, crossers, pitches.
That falls on Justin, too. I don't care what my read is. At a certain point, like Jay Cutler did, his dude was Brandon Marshall. He knew what Brandon Marshall, hey, I trust him. He going to do what I need him to do. I'm throwing the ball. When in doubt, throw it to Brandon Marshall. Type of mentality he has to have. Yeah. Mahomes has that. Travis Kelce, that's his blanket. When in doubt, throw the ball to Travis Kelce. He will catch it. He will get us yards. He'll make a run after the catch. When in doubt, throw it to DJ Moore.
Dude, I think some of those plays they had him running clear outs. We know he was just like running off, and he wasn't running the hard, just running a go route. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? So you just like, oh, we gonna take Jai. This is when you start trying to get too smart. We just gonna take Jai Alexander out the play. We gonna have him run up, and then we gonna get somebody else the ball. Hell no. I'm making Jai Alexander earn his title as best cornerback in NFL.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a battle, bro. You about to get it? We running slants. We you gonna be running all game. You're not just gonna sit back and act cool. No, bro. I'm throwing the ball to DJ Moore all game. That's what they better do.
I told y'all. Getsy was my biggest concern going into the season.
Yeah, you right.
He was my biggest concern. I told y'all. I'm like, dog. Yeah. This motherfucker's my concern.
He was one of mine too. Everybody was on that, you know, before the season started. What Justin needs to do to take the next step. He's got to get 4,000 yards. He got to get 3,500 yards. I said, hold up. Getsy should be on the hot seat as well. Because just like Justin got weapons, he's the orchestrator. He got weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You got a talented quarterback. You got a guy that can make every throw. You got a guy that can use his legs. You got a smart guy. You got a guy with the heart. Now you got a dog in DJ Moore. You got a big man in Chase Claypool. You got Darnell Mooney back from injury. You got a nice, a good tight end in Cole Kmet. You got pieces now.
You got Robert Tonyan, who you're familiar with.
Tonyan, you got a decent, you know, decent running back room. You got pieces. So it's just as much on him as it is on Justin.
Before I think they fire Eberflus, I think the first heads to roll is going to be the coordinators.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be the first.
It always works,
then they're going to have to promote Janako or Janako for the rest of the year. Evaluate him, see what he's doing, and get another offensive coordinator in here if he can't get it done. You know, same for defense. But it's going to be people that's along the same philosophy. You know, you got a young, hot, up and coming offensive coordinator out there in Miami, right? You got him. They run the same
same system.
They run the same system.
Yeah, don't fall into don't. You know, you got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, bro. I'm not. You know, maybe he's good, maybe he's not. But I ain't trying to. Just do your due diligence. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. Do your due diligence.
Kansas City situation, right?
Yeah.
We went that route with them, and we was poaching people from them or from Philadelphia or whatever. And it's like, them guys never really worked out.
Yeah.
And I want to see you being good even without the most talented guys on the football field. You know, anybody can make Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle work, in my opinion.
Right.
I'm not saying that he's not good. I'm just saying, do your due diligence, man. Don't fall into the, he's the it factor now, because
Miami. Yeah, the ones that run our system is Miami and San Fran.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, your options are limited. If you don't want Justin to learn a whole new offense, then your options are very limited.
Well, some people from the Rams. But also, too, the thing with that is that you got to understand what quarterback Justin is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you take him and then you still try to make him like, I don't know, Kirk Cousins, or then you still running down the same thing. Like, he has a specific skill set, and then you got to tailor it to the thing. The problem with some of these people, and I like Luke Getsy for what he did last year, because he did adjust. But now it seems like what he just really didn't want to adjust, and now he wants to go back to what he wants to do. And that's what Matt Nagy was in. He was falling into that trap where he's like, I want to run my thing. I want to run what he's good at. I want to run. And the good coaches, they run what the quarterback is good at. You know what I mean? And they don't just say, well, y'all gonna just run my system. And I think that's kind of what the Bears kind of falling into. That's kind of what they fell into. At least week one. I said, I don't want to overreact. At least week one.
Yeah,
we'll see what they look like week two.
I don't have a predicting score for
next
week. I
get so tired of these people, man, posting these videos, bro. This is getting on my nerves, bro.
I don't have a predicting score for next week. You know, I just hope. I hope it's a Bears victory. That's it. I'm not predicting no score or anything like that. Like I said, right now we're in dire states. So, you know, I just hope we come out with the victory some way, shape, or form and get to 1-1.
Well, we hope so. We'll see what happens, man. It's going to be we're going to be looking at a long season, and we're going to have a little bit of growth, man. I want to see growth at this point in time.
Yeah, I don't want a long season, because that means our beloved is on the outs. So I don't want to see a long season.
No, yeah. Me neither.
I want to see more effort, man. Like, I need to see. I'm okay. Like, last year when we kind of were getting our ass kicked a little bit, it was like, it sucked. But at least they
competed. Tried. At least they competed. You know what I'm saying?
They weren't just out there like, whatever. You know,
hey, man, Jet fans is crazy, bro. That's when Aaron Rodgers went down, bro.
Bruh, I swear, I think they the only fan base that got it worse than us. Seriously, Jet fans. I think they the only fan base that got it worse than us.
Flipping them off, bro. How you flipping? The man got his, he tore his Achilles, bro. Like,
I think dude was more so flipping the Jets off, like, fuck you. You just ruined my life again. You know, the goddamn Jets. You know, I think it was more so that than him, you know, flipping off Aaron Rodgers. I think he's just like, man, fuck the Jets, man. They are cursed. It's just some organizations is just cursed, bro. Cursed. You know?
Yeah, I know. They finally traded Aaron Rodgers and he goes down.
Yeah, and they said he came out of the locker room with a boot on and he came out of the X-ray with a boot on and went into the locker room. His night is over. He's not returning. And and he's gonna get more evaluation tomorrow, but I think his season may be over.
Yeah.
And he may retire.
That's sad, man. I don't want to see nobody get injured. You know, it's Aaron Rodgers, exactly. I hate him. But I don't wanna see a guy get injured. You know what I mean? That sucks. So
yeah, I'm a sub it. Brad Spielberg of PFF, he said Justin Fields had straight dropbacks on 40 of 52 dropbacks. Truly insane not to have him rolling out. That's what I'm saying. This 40 of this 52 dropbacks was straight dropbacks. Why? Bro, I'm telling you, like, this perplexes me, bro. I do not get the obsession with coaches, people on Twitter, fans trying to make a quarterback like Justin Fields just a pure dropback passer. I just want him to be like Tom Brady and just drop back and scan the defense left to right and just pick apart and dink and dunk all the way up the field into touchdowns, drive after drive. What, like, does that make you dick hard or something?
But like, it ain't even, but see, that's the problem though. Like when we talked about yesterday, they was running screens. It would be different if you can dink and dunk too, but run a drag play. You know what I mean? Bring DJ Moore across, you know what I mean? Or whatever, you know, hit a seam every now and then, run some slants. I seen one slant to DJ Moore and that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
Did you see another one?
No.
I didn't see no more.
He caught that slant on Jair Alexander too.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, you got one slant, you got, you know what I mean? Throw some slants in there. They throw them against you all the time. That's all Green Bay runs.
Jones ran and scored a touchdown off a slant. Yeah, they were getting the ball to that best playmaker.
And that's what I was saying about Getsy. It's like, Getsy, you came from that. I used to cry, bro, like pissed off that Aaron Rodgers would. It was like he completed.
Slant you down the field, dude.
All the way down the field, bro.
Slant you to death.
I'd be sick watching that crap, man. And it's like, you did that in Green Bay. Why are you not doing that here?
Aaron Rodgers got a lot of motherfuckers paid, bro, and put a lot of people in positions that shouldn't be where they at.
Yeah, like your boy
Hackett.
Yeah, like Hackett and old fucking Peter Griffin face. Them two are the same. Him and Peter Griffin face are two of the same kind, bro. Seriously, they over their heads and don't know what they're doing, and it's evident, and it's pissing me off. And if I can see this, and you can see this, why the fuck Eberflus can't see it,
bro? I'll give props. I was gonna say this earlier. I'm glad other people are calling it out too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
they
people
have
in the
to.
Media,
shit is evident.
Yeah, yeah. People in the media, they're calling it out. A whole bunch of fans, because that's the only way you're going to get it. People, it's obvious. People are like, what the hell are you doing? You got this genetic specimen and you just like, I'm going to make him Brock Purdy. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's why.
I don't get it. So hopefully we see a change. That's what I hope. I ain't guaranteeing a win. I just want to see improvement right now. You got to show me more than what you showed last week.
Please.
If you show me what you showed last week, you need to get up out of here.
Jim Caldwell.
I think who's available. Greg Roman. I'm on Greg. I mean, offense. Give me Greg Roman that ran Lamar Jackson's playbook.
Something.
The Ravens let him go. I don't know if he has a job right now.
No, bring I don't think Greg he does.
Roman. Bring in Greg Roman.
Let me check. I think Greg Roman's
going all
by anybody at this point.
I don't know.
It says not.
Yeah. Greg Roman is not employed by anyone at this point. No, Greg Roman is in Buffalo, I think.
No.
Is he?
Well, they got what's his name calling plays out there?
Yeah, what the hell is Greg Roman doing at this point? Okay. Greg Roman is a high school football coach.
Yeah, I bring him in as offensive consultant. I'll be like, hey, come here and do what you did with your boy Lamar, because this dude ain't
Yeah, because this stupid motherfucker can't get it. And, you know.
Yeah.
He's right, though. And you know what I mean? Like, people talking about Jaquan Brisker now because he said they'll get theirs. Jordan Love is nothing special.
That's facts.
He didn't do nothing special, bro.
He didn't.
He really didn't. If you take away that 60-yard touchdown pass or whatever to Aaron Jones, who ran for it, basically.
Yeah, it was a screen.
You know? You take that away and you know, it's 180 yards, 185 yards passing on the day.
Like he said, they'll get theirs. It is what it is.
You know, and you got people, you know, they mad at Jaquan Brisker for saying that. Well, he did drop almost 40 on y'all.
Whatever. Okay. We got to play again. So, you know, we got to play again. I guarantee it'll be a different outcome.
It's Bears fans saying that, though.
Yeah, it's, you know, all
good. Oh, Bears fans are the worst.
They crazy, man. So,
Bear fans are caught up in this cycle of just, this guy sucks, get rid of him. This guy sucks, get rid of him. And that's what we've been doing for the last 100 years. And that's why we never had a guy. So at some point, you got to commit to a guy that's talented and just see it through.
Yeah.
And just see it through. That's what you got to do. Like, you just get, hey, dude, this dude ain't perfect. We just going to build him up. We just going to keep building the team. We just going to build it. I guarantee you, bro, if regardless of what people think about Justin Fields and he ain't there yet, if they continue to invest in this team, continue to invest in him, even if you gave him a short extension, by the time if you just invest in that quarterback, you make a decision, this is my guy, I guarantee you, you will reap the benefits. But if you get caught up in this cycle of he ain't where I want him to be yet, so I'm gonna get rid of him and get somebody else,
you're gonna be forever in this cycle.
You gotta at some point commit to this guy. I hope Poles has. I hope they just said, you know what? I know our team isn't perfect. We know he isn't perfect, but he's coming along, and we're gonna continue to build a team around him. And eventually, the team and him are gonna meet at the same time, and they're gonna put together a hell of a season, and we're gonna be a legit team. Because Aaron Rodgers wasn't all that when he first started. They kept him on the bench.
Took him what? I think it was 3 years? 2 years?
Yeah.
3 years?
After he sat on the bench. Mm-hmm. But we are the only organization that has no patience with anybody, bro. Jordan Love sat on the bench for 3 years, and he still isn't all that. And I guarantee you the Packers aren't giving up on him. Mm-hmm. But yet we want to give up on guys after 16 starts. He ain't it. How the hell do you know what's it, bro? You ain't never seen it. You ain't never seen it.
Never.
And unless you really are a fan of football, like we are, where we watch actually more than our team,
right?
Then you will know what's it. You don't know what the hell it is. It took Steve Young 8 years to become it.
Yes.
He wasn't it till he was 30.
Yep.
So don't come to me with this, he ain't it. You don't know what the hell it is. Ignorant ass.
Bottom line, at the end of the day, the coaching staff, they got to have these guys ready, prepared to play. Nate Davis, Cody Whitehair, Lucas Patrick especially, they got to get themselves together. My man, you know, the rookie on the side, you know, you're in the fire, bro. You got to grow up fast. It is what it is. Same thing Braxton Jones had to do last year. Mm-hmm. He had to grow up fast. He got thrown into the fire. So you thrown in there, you a first-round pick, act like it, play like it, be that guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, and Jones, man, just stop with the, you know, he didn't do penalties like that last year. You need to, you know, and I understand, like I said, a lot of it is you got a different, you know, guys snapping the ball and this, that, and the third, but you got to, somehow y'all got to come together. Y'all got to have a great week of practice. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, man. It's early in the season, man, so I don't want to be all doom and gloom, people like jumping off bridges and shit.
It ain't the end of the year yet. They can write, I mean, what you put out there. And let's be real. You look around the league. Joe Burrow had 82 yards passing, and they put up 3 points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Chase was pissed off at the end of the game.
Yeah. Hey, Lamar Jackson didn't have a good year. I mean, Justin Fields threw and ran for more yards than Lamar Jackson in week one. So, yeah, he only had 160 yards passing, one interception, no touchdowns, and ran for 30 yards. They won. So you don't hear nothing, but Justin Fields technically outperformed somebody that he's comparable to, like you said. So it's week one. Daniel Jones got all that money and got blown out.
He got all that money off 15 touchdowns last year. God, dog.
You know?
Giants last two games. You tell me if they overrated or not. Actually, they last, what? They 4-8 and yeah. won over their last, what, 10 game or whatever it is. And the last two games, they've been outscored 78-7. So you take that for what it is. Brian Daboll ain't that dude. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. So the Daboll.
Because they lost to Philadelphia in the playoffs 38-7.
Yeah.
They turned around and got blown out 40-0.
They're saying. Rivals. Both their rivals.
And then yeah. Hopefully we come back next week with a dub. So.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. That's it, players.
All right, y'all. Peace out.
We out.
Everybody take it easy.
Take it easy. Down. Get down.